USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr now defending his look into the origins of the Russia investigation, saying he wants to determine whether federal government officials abused their power and tried to put, in his words, their thumb on the scale.
People have to find out what the government was doing during that period. If we're worried about foreign influence, for the very same reason we should be worried about whether government officials abused their power and put their thumb on the scale.
Barr saying in that interview with Fox News that he's not suggesting it happened, but he says it's something that has to be looked at. And he stressed that he has been trying to get answers to questions and has found out that a lot of the answers have been inadequate so far. Meanwhile, President Trump insists in a tweet this morning that his campaign was, quote, conclusively spied on in 2016. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
There are calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new restrictive abortion law. The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
It's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that, in my experience, is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law. President Trump tweeting this morning that those in the U.S. illegally should not be too comfortable, saying that the Border Patrol is apprehending record numbers at the southern border. His tweets coming a day after he outlined a new immigration reform plan that Democrats call dead on arrival. The House at this hour debating a bill that would specifically ban LGBTQ discrimination, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Former Army intelligence analyst and whistleblower Chelsea Manning is behind bars again for refusing to comply with a grand jury investigation. U.S. Marshals taking Manning into custody in Alexandria, Virginia yesterday after she did not cooperate with the investigation into WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange. Manning was just released from custody earlier this month after doing 62 days in jail for not testifying in another grand jury investigation. Taiwan is now the first Asian country to legalize same-sex marriage, easily passing the law, allowing same-sex couples to form what it calls exclusive permanent unions and to apply to government agencies for a marriage registration. The vote coming after Taiwan's top court ruled that not allowing same-sex couples to marry violates that island nation's constitution. And Twilight star Robert Pattinson is in line to play the next Batman. Sources tell Variety it's not set in stone, but Pattinson is the top choice, and they're closing in on a deal. Warner Brothers has not commented on the report. This new Batman movie is being directed by Matt Reeves, who made the last two Planet of the Apes movies. The 32-year-old Pattinson will become, if these reports are true, the youngest actor to ever play the superhero on the big screen. That new Batman movie is to hit theaters in June of 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.